with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The NTSB has been holding a hearing that should make it clear what caused that midair collision that killed 67 people near Washington, D.C.'s Reagan National Airport last year. Board member Michael Graham stressed in his opening comments the hearing is not about affixing blame to anybody involved.
I want to make it crystal clear. Any individual shortcomings were set up for failure by the systems around them. We are not here today to place blame on any individual or any organization, but we are here to ensure those systems that failed to protect 67 people on January 29, 2025, never fail again.
The goal of the hearing will be to recommend new steps to prevent similar tragedies. There's been no thaw in parts of the South as a fresh blast of Arctic air keeps much of the region gripped by snow and ice. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves says responding after an ice storm is very hard.
Ice storms are different than virtually any other type of storm that we deal with. And it's particularly different when you see the ice come in and then 48 hours or so after the precipitation leaves, the temperature has still not gotten above freezing, and therefore it creates challenges in terms of getting assets deployed.
At least 35 deaths have been reported in the states affected by the storm. There's a massive Toyota recall. Here's Bill Alexander.
It's for 162,000 pickup trucks in the United States after it was discovered that the vehicle's multimedia displays could compromise driver safety. The recall affects the company's model year 2024 to 2025 Tundra and Tundra hybrid line of trucks. The screens may become stuck on camera view or go completely dark under certain circumstances, creating situations where drivers aren't able to see their backup camera feed when reversing.
That is Bill Alexander. This is SRN News. Americans considering moral absolutes.
The Family Research Council has released a wide-ranging poll not of the general population, but of people who attend church on a regular basis. Amongst the questions was one about moral absolutes, laws or truths that apply to everyone at all times. The FRC research finds that amongst regular churchgoers, 49% say they do not believe in moral absolutes, 40% say they do, and 11% of those who answer the question aren't sure. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Gallup organization has been asking Americans what is most important for a good life, and the number one requirement for most people is adequate shelter. The poll finds 97% of respondents believe you have to have shelter to enjoy a good life. Family comes next, followed by sleep, the absence of physical pain, and having as much money as you want also ranks high in the list. This is SRN News. At a time of growing tensions over the U.S. desire for Greenland, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte is trying to convince his EU colleagues that Europe is incapable of defending itself without U.S. military support.
Mark Rutte Monday speaking to European Union lawmakers in Brussels.
If anyone thinks here, again, that the European Union or Europe as a whole can defend itself without the U.S., keep on dreaming. You can't. We can't. We need each other.
He told them Europe would need to more than double its military spending to become autonomous in security terms.
If you really want to go it alone, and those of you who are planning for that, forget that you can ever get there with 5%. It will be 10%. You have to build up your own nuclear capability. That costs billions and billions of euros.
Rutte says if there were a break with the U.S.
Hey, good luck.
I'm Ben Thomas.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.